Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's where he doesn't care.
Yes.
Is he says, now, would you like to use your new credit card to pay for the earbuds? Mm-hmm. I said, no. And that's the whole reason they do it, to get you to get a balance going.
Yeah.
And I said, no. And he said, okay.
You show them.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
You got to pull on your credit.
That's no big deal. My credit is sensational.
The warning is, like, go to the grocery store, do some stretches.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So maybe tonight.
Right, we'll Pony? See.
Yeah, get down to the shelter. Or find a stairwell.
What about the 40s? What were they known for?
There was a war.
Oh, yeah.
It was in all the papers, Oscar.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hi there.
Hello.
Live from Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, now in our second decade. TMOS is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for our program. So, if you are a first-time listener, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. You are in for a treat. And for our longtime friends, thank you for your continued support and spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like Stillwater, Oklahoma, Catawba, Virginia, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, Tonopah, Nevada, Flat Rock, North Carolina, and Santa Lucia in the Windward Islands of the Lesser Antilles. Elvis actually sang that in Viva Las Vegas.
And that doesn't impress me.
Well,
I'm actually texting Dan for a liquid IV, please.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll pad that by saying TMOS is on the air and everywhere. So let's get
started. That's the truth. If I don't look, this is a free plug.
Yes.
If the days I don't have a liquid IV during the show,
it hurts.
This is not because I'm hungover. It's because talking dehydrates you.
It does.
And for, you know, what is it? A day in the life of Fantana and Spiewak.
Yes. These are good days.
If we go from the show, I traditionally go straight into a meeting. Like
right.
back to back meetings, which that means we're doing our job.
Right.
Or Rob goes into a quick meeting, then full production where he's producing other shows.
I'm being an Imagineer.
Yes, yeah, and then he's checking in with Pony. There's a big dance that happens.
Right.
But there's a lot of talking.
So much. That's all we do.
So we're just, you end up, you could get, this is how crazy. If I don't have liquid IV, I will get a raging headache at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Isn't mm-hmm. that crazy?
Yeah.
So now this is what's also fun.
Now what, but you have your canned beverage. What is the canned beverage?
Well, no, this is the Celsius.
Okay, that's
I got
different.
My own Borg without alcohol.
Okay.
So, I text Dan
O'Brien
3 minutes ago.
Good guy.
I don't know if he's drugging me. He's pouring a little Clorox into it.
Oh, you mean he's taking too long to think it's a pure?
So long that it's Heisenberg is delivering me my beverage of choice.
Right.
And I look, are you going to do those of you at home be like, hey, Oscar, why don't you get your own drinks? I get it. I cop to that. I should.
No, you know what?
It's fine.
I don't think you should have to, and I'll tell you why. We have all.
I usually get my own drinks.
All of us served our intern time. We all did it, and
this is that 80s lens you're looking through.
Is it?
He's not an intern. The man's an employee.
Okay, we've all.
Dan is a grown. He's almost 30.
But how did he start?
He's not. You. That means you're still an intern, or I'm still an intern.
In many ways, I am.
Well, that's because you chose that path in life. You don't. You don't have to be.
You could be so much more than you
yeah.
are.
In fairness,
okay,
Dan with cash.
Let me
like
rephrase
I'm,
it.
He's a dependent.
You know what you are?
My list.
You're the talent.
No, I have to walk
Pony?
Around and help.
Is Oscar or is Oscar not the talent?
He is the talent and the CEO.
I'm the wrangler is what I am. Did you see me wrangle before the show today?
You did.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
I didn't get upset.
No,
I just
fixed it.
Let's tighten it up.
Yeah.
Tighten it up.
Well, I will say a special word of thanks to the wrangler today.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big birthday guy.
The Bolivian Wrangler.
The Bolivian Wrangler, and that's the name
of the show.
Put
that on my tombstone.
Yes. I am not a big birthday guy. I like to be recognized on my birthday, but I'm not going to wear...
Can I ask you a quick question? I'm just seeing...
Yeah.
By the way, Mike is on...
he's golfing.
He's on the PGA Tour this weekend, so we will... It'll just be us today and tomorrow, and then Mike will be back on Monday.
Exactly.
You are so low in your chair right now.
Too low? I think I can fix this.
I mean,
hold on.
I feel like your thighs are hitting the ground.
No, they're not, though.
Now they're not.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was quick. Hold on.
How long?
3 minutes. Thank you. Thank you for not poisoning me today. All right. Thank you. He's going to poison me.
I was giving you the Letterman advantage.
It's called Munchausen syndrome.
That's not what it is at all.
When you poison your kid?
No, it's not.
And your kid poisons you?
No. That's not Munchausen syndrome.
I think it is, right?
I think it's Munchausen by proxy is the one where you're like poisoning your kid.
Don't talk to me about internet protocol. What? Go ahead.
Okay.
Back to what you were saying.
I'm not a big birthday. I like to be observed on my birthday. I like for, you know, things to happen, but I'm not going to make a big screaming thing about it.
You're still small on the screen. Look how tall I am compared to you.
Well, it's that hair.
No.
No, it is. It is. You're just showing off that you have hair.
Is the chair all the way up?
It is all the way up.
Okay, now sit down.
All right.
Oh, my God. No. How's that even am I taller than him? No way I have a larger torso than he has.
Maybe your chair is too high.
Is it too high?
It's the hair. It's an illusion.
Oh, my God.
The hair is making
a big difference. The Buffon's at a 10 today.
Yeah, well, I really do look
I'll get lower. Hold on.
No, that's too much. Now it looks like I'm doing a ventriloquist act.
I mean, does Mike go this small? This is how I feel. I saw you earlier. This will be a good video day.
It's a good video.
Tell me about the 1920s, Dad.
Dad? So, the 1920s is when I was born, little boy.
When my dad told me that he was, like, his birthday has a 4 in front of it.
Oh, he's in the 40s?
I was like, oh, my God.
But, yeah, but, you know, that's not that. I mean, my parents are early 50s, 50 and 51, so.
Yeah, but the 40s is, like. There wasn't even color television then.
Neither was there in the 50s.
Oh, never mind.
But there was television in the 40s.
Yeah, but when was the Bay of Pigs? In the 60s?
61, 60?
When did, what?
Not kosher, by the way.
So the Depression was in the 20s.
Or in my house right now.
The Roaring 50s.
The Roaring 20s. The Depression was 1929. It led up 1929 to 33.
Oh, it wasn't the Roaring 50s?
No.
What was it, Nifty 50s?
No, it was the.
When you had like the cutout families, like the cookie cutter families, right? The
But I don't think they have a nickname for the 50s.
It was like the suburban sprawl.
Exactly. People were getting out of the city.
What about the 40s? What were they known for? Well,
there was a war.
Oh, yeah.
It was in all the papers, Oscar.
You know what? Touche.
I'm trying to say something nice here.
I'm so sorry.
Trying to say something nice here. The people of the staff here at Podville Media.
The Podville fam.
Yeah, they got together with cupcakes and sang me happy birthday yesterday, and it really meant a lot. And I just want to say thank you.
That's sweet. I feel like when you get older, no one cares.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to bury Dan O'Brien today, but I'm feeling great.
That's good.
So I'm going to let him know.
Yeah.
I said, I'm working on some important back end work with Pony.
Right.
And I was like, oh man, I don't have time to go to Sprinkles.
Which, again, if we were in the 1980s, that would have been a strip club.
Sprinkles is a cupcake place.
I'm sure
if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty great.
They deliver, but I'm not going to pay for that $20 delivery.
No.
It's right up the street, 2 seconds.
You're already paying $20 a cupcake.
I usually give Dan the car. I said, Dan, do you know where Sprinkles is? Do you think you could handle just stopping on the side of the street and getting it? He goes, I don't know where Sprinkles is. I said, do you know where Georgetown is? He says,
Do you know where Washington, D.C. is?
He goes, I'm not too familiar with Georgetown. I said, never mind. So I said, you come with me. So then I can double park.
It was a field trip, really.
Yeah, it was funny because I was like, man, I got to go pick up. I don't mind picking him because it's a surprise. And then someone down the hall is in like, where's Kelsey, right? And
right,
then,
right.
Then Kelsey's, or where's Matt? Oh, he went to go pick up the cupcakes for Rob.
Like, right.
That works out. But it was so funny because I asked you earlier, I was like, what's your favorite cupcake? Because you never really indulge.
Yeah.
Especially as of late with your skinny days. And I was like, I got to get him something this guy wants. But then we all sang.
Yeah, the singing was the best. I mean, the cupcakes were insane. We both... ate our cupcakes at rocket ship speed.
Felt terrible afterwards.
Because I haven't been eating a lot of sugar, and it was sensational. And it meant a lot. And I thank you guys. It turned out to be a really great birthday. But one of the highlights was you almost eating Santos's cupcake.
Oh yeah, there's a pupcake they sell cake, for $3.
Yeah.
I don't like to keep a little furry friend out of the mix. And as I was
he was all into it
I
too, man.
Talking. I don't know what we were talking about. Oh, people wanted I love when people get comfortable. Because we have some fairly new team members.
Yeah.
And they start asking for different iterations of the birthday song when it's their birthday.
Oh yeah, some are quite specific.
Yeah. I have to learn the version from
Stevie
Wonder, which is happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy. I was like, that's going
to
be.
We're going to have to sing it in parts.
I said, we're going to have to practice.
There will be a rehearsal.
And then someone else said they wanted a barbershop quartet.
Harmony. Yeah. Harmony. Yeah. That was
and
just
then
nice.
I was like, I can find a harmonica. And I go, and then maybe Rob and Shannon can take care of the rest.
Right.
But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, everybody had their own requests, but we were so into grabbing our cupcakes that you almost took a bite of Santos's, which was great.
Do you still, this is sad, right? Because as you know, I'm infertile. And
yes.
I'm working on having a baby. So
that's the best part, by the way.
If anybody's gone through this and you're trying to do in vitro or you know, modern medicine or the horny goat weed from the gas station.
Yeah. I buy most of my groceries at the gas station. The horny goat weed, the little bottles of Fireball.
Well, it's straight from the goat's marrow.
I'm already sold.
Yeah. 2 for $5, my friend. No, yeah. No, I'm okay. If you're going through that, your birthday, like in birthday sex or whatever,
yeah,
like that hasn't happened forever, right?
No.
And that's sad to say because I'm 44. It's not like I'm.
Yeah, I told Carrie maybe tonight.
Yeah, but different. You have a different libido than I do, and Mike certainly does.
Sure.
But is that something that even crosses your mind?
No, not really. Not anymore.
Like getting lucky on your birthday, I feel.
No, I could
gross
call.
Gross, even saying that.
No. You know what? Here's the deal, and I'll try to keep it clinical.
Yeah,
so it doesn't disgust
also,
you.
Yeah, don't be like.
I could
be your usual self.
I could call in the card, but I chose not to, and I said maybe
what
tonight.
What is it, Subway?
No, yeah. Well,
if enough punches on your little
five times, and she names a sandwich after me.
Okay, but did you? This is a broader question.
Yes,
have you called it in before?
Yeah.
Oh man!
But I was a much younger man.
It's a chore.
Yeah, it is.
Like. Got to pay your taxes tonight.
So, but I'm
it's my birthday.
I warned her. I said probably tonight, and she said okay.
No, no. But did she ask or like what? What?
No,
happens?
No. I said
hey, the thing I usually beg for, not tonight.
Oh no, I'm past. I'm way past begging. Okay. Not worth it anymore. We went out to dinner, and which was fun. We actually went to a place that we went to a lot when we were dating.
Shakey's.
A lot of people will say nice choice, Rob, mm-hmm. but. We went to Outback Steakhouse, and it was great. It was fine. And we had a great dinner and a great conversation, and it was a nice date. And after you eat a steak, you know, you're just not, it's a little heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, don't worry about tonight, maybe tomorrow. And she said, okay. So we'll see about tonight. Oh. But tomorrow's a bonus show. I'll give you a full recap.
It's interesting you phrase it that way. I don't need a full recap. I'm more thinking about the fact that you have to say, don't worry about tonight. You're off the hook.
Like it's a warning.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not, I don't know if it was, and keep in mind on the rare occasion that it is a mutual thing, it's still wonderful.
So it's more like a winter storm watch.
And not a warning.
Tomorrow's the warning.
Yeah. Well, we're right now, we're on the 12 day right now. We're on the lookout for it. And
the warning is like, go to the grocery store. Do some stretches.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe tonight.
Right, we'll Pony? See.
Yeah, get down to the shelter. Or find a stairwell.
Pony, when you are feeling... Pony, when it's your birthday, do you warn your hand, or what do you do?
I get lucky every day.
Yeah. He's the luckiest man I know.
Get down to the shelter. Batten the hatches.
I don't know. She just bought a lot of bottled water.
He just turned this into Twister.
Exactly. Cal.
So, oh, my God.
But it was a wonderful birthday. I got a few phone calls I did not expect. And a lot of, and anyone who says they don't like getting the love on Facebook is a liar.
It's like your celebrity.
An absolute liar. I had a wonderful birthday coming off one of the worst months of my life. So thank you, everybody who I genuinely smiled last night and had a great time. So
it was very sweet.
It was very, very fun. But our day began in the parking garage.
Full circle.
Yes.
Pull into the garage. Don't need to explain what a parking garage in a big city. It's just, it's a maze.
It's circuitous.
You get to witness at a very like high frequency, great drivers, bad drivers, and just people that are lost.
Right.
People that are lost are doing the Austin Powers on all three levels of the garage because they feel like every time they turn, they're going to hit something.
Right, right.
People that are great drivers are somewhat aggressive, have a good, spatial awareness.
Spatial awareness, yeah.
And then there's the lady that I saw backing up into a spot today that at one point my wife said, she's going to hit the pillar, and I was about to honk the horn, and the lady stopped at the last second before completely scraping the right side of her car.
Mm-hmm.
And as her driver's side window came into view of my headlights, I realized that the lady was not a lady. It was Rob Spiewak.
Hi there. How you doing?
You see, Rob Spiewak flipped his car last week on the Dulles Toll Road, and I hadn't seen you in your new car.
Well, it's Carrie's car, really.
Or Carrie's car.
Yeah. So it was. I was almost operating in disguise.
You were operating in disguise, and I was like, "This lady, how?" Like, and I expletives that I'm rolling off my tongue.
Yeah, about you did. I saw your face.
Why or who would ever let someone drive? And I said, "Look at her. She's going to destroy the right hand side of her car on this pillar." And at the last second, this lady, like a cat, stopped, and readjusted, reversing into the spot.
Yeah, and you know what? That is my new thing. I'm not going to hit the pillar anymore.
You were so close.
Yeah, but I stopped.
And then I said, there must be some sort of obstacle on the other side. And I go to the other side.
There's nothing.
You had three spaces.
Empty. Absolutely
open
empty.
And empty.
Yeah.
And then I sat there. I said, Spiewak, I wish I had that on video or dash cam. I could share that with the world and every insurance company in the nation.
Leave the insurance. They don't need any more distractions.
But I was, what were you, on the phone while you were backing up?
No.
What was going on? You were so close.
Yeah, but I stopped. I was aware of everything at all times.
I didn't think
so. I was. And I'm trying, what I try to do is leave space for the person on the other side.
Yeah, but you left two full spots.
Color me courteous. But anyway,
I said, this lady, I was in chance. Why are you so mad? I said,
this lady,
she's going to destroy her car.
No, I don't do that anymore.
It's Rob. It was Rob.
I've done it. And you know what? It goes back to the worst parking facility ever was at WJFK. Anyone who'd been at WJFK more than 9 months had some yellow paint somewhere on their car.
That doesn't make it better.
No, but I'm saying.
So you're okay with it?
No, I'm not okay with it, and I am not going to hit that anymore.
Could you imagine if you would have scraped that panel?
Carrie would have never known.
Why?
Because I wouldn't have told her.
But
I don't know how that happened, Mom. I don't know how it happened. No.
Must have been a school bus.
No, when we were talking about replacing my car, she says, I don't know. You don't have a lot of luck driving in the city. I said, no, this is never going to happen again.
No.
So I've got to be on my extra special good behavior.
I thought it could be your glasses.
Well, I don't know.
When you drive?
I don't wear glasses when I drive because they're close-up glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you seen him pull out of a spot before? It was so scary.
I have not, but I've seen what's happened.
I don't think it's scary. It might be a little disconcerting. You weren't frightened, were you?
Well, for the lady?
Yeah, that lady, the lady that is me.
That's you.
Yeah.
This is what I pictured. If she hadn't stopped and then struck the pillar,
yeah,
panic would have ensued. And then, boom, gas straight into the cars in front of her.
And you?
Not me, because I was off to the side. I said, Shannon, I'm backing up. This lady doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the space.
Like a pinball.
Yeah. But what you are mistaking is you're mistaking bad driving for precision.
Oh, no.
No, it's
what
true.
I saw was
no
blind
damage was
faith.
There was no
lack
blind
of spatial
faith. No,
awareness.
No. It was
and
fine.
Then luck.
And you know what?
And here's, I couldn't even tell if that car had sensors. Go beep, 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 beep.
Here's the thing. I probably it was a wasted effort because they sometimes stack the cars three to a space.
Yes.
And when you're in the middle, they're going to move your car sometime Correct. During the day. I was in the middle. I had no need to back in.
That's what I was.
Yeah, like, and I don't know why I did it. So that was stupid.
I said, why would he even back into a spot where it's going to be moved anyway?
That crazy old lady. What is she doing? No,
that's after I saw you. I said, why is he backing into that spot? That doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It was a bad move on my part.
But all right. So we established terrible driver, great birthday.
Great and birthday, then, yes.
Carrie Spiewak, take shelter.
Yeah, run, but do not hide. I wonder if she's going to have, I got to work late tonight.
I hope
tonight.
She listens to this.
I got a headache.
I don't know. I got the bad hot pocket got me.
It's supposed to be, it's food poisoning. So
like she poisons herself.
You'll be able to, you know what? You'll
it's
be
like
able to,
a test that looms. If you got to ask for it and you're like, we'll take that quiz tomorrow, kids, and you've studied for it, she probably like, you know,
no, you prepared herself when you mentally. Are married, when you are married more than a quarter of a century, you have to almost coordinate. There's very little spontaneity.
I'm not saying that it doesn't, but she was ready to pay her taxes yesterday, and you're like,
no, it would have been a bad move to call it
here's
in last
an extension.
Night. Yeah, she was tired. It was just, it wouldn't
Did
have
she say
good.
I'm tired? Well, was it her call or are you covering for her?
Ultimately, it was my call being courteous to her.
What signals were sent that you're like,
when she said, I'm so tired, it was subtle, but I got it.
So you didn't say I'm tired. Like you didn't let her off the hook. She signaled to you.
I could have said, too bad. Have a cup of coffee.
We've got a deal.
We've got a deal. This only happens once a year. Always on the 8th of March. I'll give you 10 minutes of a head start.
But I'm going to catch you.
I'm going to get you. It's a small house, honey. I know all the hiding places. So anyway.
God bless you.
Despite that, it was a great birthday. Car still pristine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't expect anything on my birthday.
Well, not for me.
No, neither for my wife.
No, I bet you'll get something very nice. And
I don't even.
People
don't
should know that. If they missed yesterday's show, birthday season has begun.
Yeah, it's here.
And your birthday, it comes towards, is it the
30th. Whoa, 30th. I'll be 45.
That's nothing.
Well, I don't feel old. I feel like it's just another birthday.
And as the story that Mike had this week is that you feel 10% less or 20% less than your age. So you probably feel like you're about 36.
Yes. I feel younger.
Yeah.
I don't think mentally. I feel older psychologically.
Okay.
But physically
I feel
younger.
How about physically?
Physically I feel younger.
Yeah.
But I don't, maybe it's just the
You don't just hurt.
The Bolivian Wrangler has a lot of responsibility.
He does.
And
all roads go through the Bolivian Wrangler.
Well, at the moment, yes.
Yes.
Which I'm happy. You know, I don't mind being what is it, the keymaster?
Yeah.
But with that responsibility comes
Gozer, the keymaster.
No laissez faire.
Yes.
Of we'll just deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah.
So no, that doesn't right. allow for but if I was in the
So
the,
if my laissez-faire was is regarding the marital duties was let's worry about it tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
Doesn't fly.
No. You can't make that up
but
later
today,
on.
But today, you see, yesterday, today was tomorrow. So today is today. So it's time to start worrying.
Well, she does.
Yeah. I got nothing to worry about.
I don't mind saying this. I worry all the time, but not for analysis paralysis type of worry.
Uh-huh.
I worry that... you know, I guess maybe this is also kind of in our DNA that's indoctrinated from being on the radio.
Sure.
When you're on the radio, like 2-year contracts, Don and Mike were lucky to have 5-year contracts. These days, you know, if you get a year, that's something.
Never had a contract.
And you never worried?
Not really.
Oh, man. Maybe it's not a radio thing.
No, it is a radio thing.
I was always.
Because you know what you are? You're the talent. And I'm still an intern. I mean, there was paperwork, but it wasn't for my benefit.
Yeah, but it did. There wasn't like an escalator or a year option or here and there.
No,
right?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So when you have,
I recall actually. Speaking of an escalator, the escalator was often a down escalator.
When you never have stability,
right?
Your default is not chaos, but like you're just not on firm ground. as the talent. So my entire career, much like my childhood, has been built around just constant anticipation of like what may or may not go wrong.
Something bad, like, a life of dread.
No, not dread.
Well, a little bit.
I don't consider this dread. Mm-hmm. I consider this being proactive.
Okay.
The worry.
Okay, being prepared.
Yeah. So what happens down the road to be prepared for branches off of life that you can't control?
Right.
So you have to prepare for certain aspects, right?
Yeah, and that is one thing that is a hard thing to do, is to cede the notion that, or concede to the notion that there are things you can't control. So you have to be ready to deal with them when they happen.
Much like in radio.
Exactly.
When your station flips or lose your contract, like you could be number one in the certain city in your demographic. It doesn't matter because that decision is made out of it's just like you're not a big enough cog in the wheel.
Right.
But now where I sit as, you know, your business partner, but also we've been entrusted with like some pretty major brands.
Sure.
But I feel that type of responsibility for all our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is next? Spotify announced yesterday that they're opening up their entire portfolio for, and this is really inside baseball, for video podcasts outside of, for the past couple of years, video podcasts were only allowed to go on Spotify if you were published through Anchor, their proprietary platform. They've opened it up to the world. So you'll see this show on different platforms, but this video space race in the world of podcasting has, like, this is next level.
Sure.
And then I'm also anticipating that this year, if not early next year, Apple will do the same.
They almost have to, right?
Yeah. Well, I've talked to enough Apple executives in the past month to that they have not told me directly, but they've signaled that they have to compete, right?
Right.
I still think YouTube is paramount, and you know, as far as the shows are concerned, you can see some evolution on the video side there.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was on the phone with someone on the West Coast yesterday.
Johnny Spotify?
for a little over an hour at 11 p.m. last night. Because I love what we do, first of all, but it's that constant, like, what is next?
Right.
What's going to happen a year from now? Where do you go? And you're telling me that you are not burdened with that. That's a true takeaway. You are not burdened with that. Not worry, but like, what's next?
Yeah, well, you know, I think about it, but I also know it is largely out of my hands.
Yeah.
And what
Which
I have
is
to
fun.
And what I have to do is focus on making the product as good as it
if
can be.
If you don't make the present,
right,
how can you be in the future? Does that make sense?
No. But I would say that, you know, we have our area. We have a large overlap in the Venn diagram that is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Correct.
But one of your outliers is you're a future guy. You're a man of gadgets. You follow that stuff. That's what
the Bolivian Wrangler is, a futurist.
Yeah, you are. And you have your finger on the pulse of the public. And that's why we follow you gladly into battle.
Matt, if you don't mind, I'm going to use your Christian name.
Matthew David Bloom
the second. Do you ever live in, well, you get worried about traffic?
Yeah, I'm in constant fear.
He dreads traffic.
But your analysis paralysis, Matt, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Like, you're so worried about traffic that your work product suffers at work.
Well, he did send a text last night just to us about traffic.
And no, well, it was a byproduct of, oh, there's a new bit that's happening here at, this is a fun.
This is great.
Mike would probably get upset by us saying this, but we think it's actually funny and it also is. Somewhat.
Telling. All comedy is based in truth. Isn't that right, Matt?
It is.
So I'm starting an album in my my iCloud.
Oh, in the cloud. In case anything, God forbid, should happen.
Of Matt. With his bag on
at
4:50 p.m. and he's got his coat and bag on. So if you have your coat and bag on between 4:50 and 5 p.m. when everybody around you is like diligently working, but you're walking around flaunting that you're about to leave,
right?
I'm going to take a picture of you and then put a big timestamp on it, So at the end of the year, I can make you a collage that shows you leaving right before 5 o'clock.
I have a bonus.
Every single day.
I somewhere have a bonus photo for that.
You do?
Yeah. It has all of us baking fruitcakes diligently. They're in the oven and Matt is mopping up. So it's that'll be like the, you know what, that'll be the Christmas edition.
So I sent that picture to the group yesterday with the timestamp.
The greatest birthday present.
And I look, I'm seriously not even mad about it anymore. Like this has been going on for years.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So we can laugh about it. And Matt writes back crippling anxiety or something like that. And I was like, what is he anxious about? And Shan said, traffic.
Yeah.
And I said, when he was at home, he was anxious about stuff and he had zero traffic.
Well, the thing is at home, he would sit at home and think, oh my God, there's traffic out there. Those poor people.
Yeah. Remember when you were at home? Crippling anxiety. And then you were here, crippling anxiety. And then I said, if his output was better at home, we could have kept him at home.
One of the greatest things, though, is one of his 450 jobs that I'm sure he loved doing was trying to reset something internally where I needed a password to check it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
kiss of death.
And he came by my office and he said, I just sent you a password for this particular thing. But he had just also sent that text. And so I looked at my phone and it said, the password is crippling anxiety. Yes. And I said, that's the password for that? He said, oh, no, that's unrelated.
Something else.
That's unrelated.
You had plans yesterday, right? Just for the record.
Yeah, my plan was to not get stuck in a buttload of traffic. So it didn't work.
Once you got home, what happened?
Once I got home, I laid down and I relaxed and I felt some relief.
From the traffic?
For a little while. Just a little while.
Did you look out the window and see cars?
No. I have a window that looks away from all the cars.
Cars are triggering for him, yes. Oscar.
Very much so.
To Mr. Bloom yesterday.
Yes.
And mind you, he's not going anywhere.
No.
He'll be here forever. I just can't help that. That's our
He'll
life.
Be here
and
because, I love you know, but the reason he's going to be here forever is he doesn't want to drive in the traffic.
Yeah, I love him.
He's never leaving.
I said, Matt, I'm doing some rough math here. The social media slate usually ends up going up at 2 or 3 o'clock. Worst case scenario, but we're doing a lot of work on the back.
A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Small company, a lot of stuff.
And I said, that leaves 2 hours for any, like, let's go get them projects.
Right.
Or 3 hours at the most.
Yeah.
Do you think we can complete anything of substantial benefit to the firm if we only get 2 or 3 hours out of you a day?
Well, I mean, to be fair, what's actually happening is it's usually wrapping up at around like 12 or 12:30, and I'm waiting for confirmation to go ahead and put it up. So I'm
fair.
Working on other things while waiting
all
for
right.
that.
All right. So
valid.
Let's say it's 1 o'clock. 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. 4 hour day.
Maybe 5.
No,
if on a bad day.
No, 4 hour day.
Okay.
4 hour day is left outside of
right.
the work of the day.
That still allows him backpack time.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm with you.
And then so Matt looks back to me and goes, that's about right. But maybe 3 or 4 sometimes. With no like quantification of like this is Lumberg.
Yes.
In the movie The Office being like, you got it with the coffee mug.
Yeah.
We gotta get some more time in on these TPS reports, right? And then him basically looking at me and being like, not going to happen. I'll see you at 5.
That's right. You'll see my backpack at 5. But yeah, he is a, you know, what can you say?
He's consistent.
He is.
He's consistent. And I can never say that. I can't. There's no gray area. And I'm only sharing this because this is top of mind. And it haunted me a little bit after he left. I said, I tried to explain to him that we're only getting like as of late 2 to 3 hours, right? And then he looked at me. He's like, "That's about right. Good math, boss."
Like, hey, that was a clever play, though, to turn it into a compliment like that.
Something like that.
That's
happened.
Right. You have a lovely tie.
I said, if we could just make all of this a sitcom, that's not called The Office. Let's call it La Oficina.
Something different.
Yes.
Pony, have you looked into shortcuts getting home?
I have. There are none.
Like,
they don't
exist. Could you cut through a few backyards or anything?
If I could, I would. But everything's under construction.
If I sent you home at 2 o'clock, let's say you're back online at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Could you work till 7?
Ooh.
I mean, I think I could. I don't say why not.
Okay. We're looking for a three-letter word that's yes.
I mean, just like, not that you have to be on the clock till 7, but it's because I lose you at 5. Mm-hmm. And there are sometimes things that you'll do when you get home. But if you left at 2 and then got home by 3.
Right.
Am I wrong to believe that then the crippling anxiety is gone?
No. It would be definitely gone because, I hate...
you hate traffic.
I hate traffic. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. It's like people. What triggers my depression and anxiety. And okay. It sucks.
Wow.
Especially in this particular part of the country. Yeah,
yeah. Traffic triggers his depression. I'd love to have an afternoon with you to discuss what really can make you sad.
Okay, so I think we're doing... This is... And I'm not kidding
is
around.
Is this helpful?
I think this is great. People think I'm crazy. So not you related. Leave... So you guys post the social.
Right.
Let's say you left at 1. Look,
Getting better.
You leave at 1. This is barring a broadcast or something's going on. Right,
right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then hypothetically, you're online and living your best life by 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then so at 5, you're still around, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely be on call.
Okay.
If anything happens or if there's like projects that need to...
Because like on call could be like you're out taking a run and you have your phone with you.
Yeah, you're not a doctor. I just want to clarify here.
No, I mean, I would be...
But he's not a doctor?
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, then can you explain what you did to me last week, then?
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry.
I still can... No wonder I was sitting so low.
What is... thank you. This is great. And for those of you at home that have no idea what's going on here, this is a true breakthrough.
This is.
Sit back and relax. What does on call mean for you?
On call means I'm at my computer, ready to remote in if there's any problems, and otherwise working on usually programs and stuff.
This is the problem because last week he told me he was an oncologist, and I thought the spelling error was just a typo. But again, he said I was clear of all cancers.
I was talking to another friend. Where he said that they just made the shift to Microsoft Office Teams.
Mm-hmm.
We're a G Suite family for those of you hackers out there. Where
G Suite sounds like one of the Real Housewives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's off brand. we use enterprise model. He said, I don't know why you guys aren't using Teams. He goes, apparently there's some software that integrates with Teams that you can just see what people are doing if they're actually working.
Oh no!
is that true? I didn't even know that was something that was possible.
It definitely is. You just have the software running, and it can monitor within reason, activity going on a computer.
He was. I said, "How does that work?" He said that there's a log, but there's also a software that takes pictures, like constant pictures of your screen of what you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
I have. Yes. Yes, I've heard of that, and the logging is really what's the most useful because you can see what is being accessed by whom, what changes they've made.
Yeah, but
it doesn't take your actual picture though.
No, it takes a picture of your screen,
so you could keep your shirt off if you wanted to. Yeah.
So this is Big Brother, so I'm not saying we're going to do this, but I reserve the right to bring that up.
Okay.
Right in the future, mm-hmm. I'm not saying no, but so then I started thinking. I was like, well. If I'm a hard worker, and please feel free to weigh in online, people. I'd love to see the spread. Mm-hmm.
Do it.
If I'm a hard worker and I'm using a company machine, mm-hmm. and I know that it's taking pictures of my screen,
sure.
Then, I don't have anything to worry about.
Exactly. As long as you know what, as long as you obey the rules, you're fine.
But if I'm a slacker,
right,
and I'm just punting and playing Genshin Impact. Not to say that that's a slacker game. It's just the first thing to come to mind.
It's not going to advance the cause.
Or Overwatch.
Yeah.
While, waiting for the on-call emergency. Then I may not want the screen to just show Google browser. That's
right.
It. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or me online shopping. But then the gentleman who switched to Teams for this reason, he said, look, it's about productivity. Do you want to guess or do you want to know if people are actually working from home?
Right.
And I said, I don't know, man. That's next gen.
Yeah, it is.
You got to be able to trust people. Your thoughts, Pony?
I think it's perfectly reasonable, especially in a work environment where people are hybrid working and working from home. I mean, it makes perfect sense that you have some means of accountability.
If you could work from home today, the both of you.
Yeah.
would you be willing to have a software like that that kept you honest?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, I don't know if I would feel comfortable. Isn't that crazy?
Well, no, but you know what? If you are playing all things above board, then why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know as a manager.
Of course, you're not allowed to do it after 5:30.
I don't know if I would feel comfortable is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. I would think it
and
would
I
be.
And I love creating opportunities for higher output.
What if it was like the
productivity
where the it used to be a thing where you would get this house is protected by a certain like anti-theft device?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. You just had the sign in your yard.
The ADT?
Yeah. And you just put an ADT sign in your yard and that's enough usually to deter a thief because
no.
They're gonna. So what I'm saying is this. You tell folks you've got this, but you don't really have
it. No, this is why you can't run a business like that.
Why not?
You can't say, hey, heads up, we have some monitoring software. Like this is like what you would tell a child. These are all adults. People have the tools to see what they have on their computer.
Do you think that everyone here would be able to figure out whether or not that was on their computer?
Yeah, but legally you have to disclose.
Oh, legally schmeagly.
Yeah, and they're going to see, like, there's a thing telling you, like, hey,
your
thing
computer's
is looking
being
at
monitored.
You.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Okay, I'll come up with something else crooked.
Because for forever, you always see, this is why Mike's like, you're just trying to grift the system.
No, but this was a grift that would help you.
I'm not saying I want to do this. I'm saying I'm uncomfortable.
It would foster a different environment than we have. I agree with you there.
Yes. I'm willing to be swayed in the other direction. Just the idea overall that people are working remote at a very high level and hyper efficient. Mm-hmm. I have met teams. And I'll give a nod of the cap to the Lincoln Project.
Yes.
They're all remote and they all have like A+ professionals that answer emails in a timely fashion. Like it's like bop, 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 bop.
The best.
Infinitely harder to run an organization of that size remote. It's a given. I can't guarantee that they don't, but I'm sure they don't have software running on people's phones on computers because they trust the professionals, right?
Right. And if there is software on their stuff, it was put there by the Republicans.
This is why I can't have conversations with you guys.
They're working with the Russians.
Never mind. Well, I tried.
No, I think you did great. And what is the takeaway here? Pony is not a doctor.
This is true. It's true. But you don't have cancer.
I want my copay back.
I'm on call.
Okay, when we come back. You had something you wanted to talk about in the first break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're going to put it in the second break.
Thank you.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike, go get him, man. He's out there at his player invitational, and we'll have him back on Monday, and we will be right back.
Live from Fort Myers, it's the West South Florida Kennel Club Dog Show.
Hello, fans. I'm Twitch, along with Jim Amato, and we're calling the action live.
We're down to the final four dogs, and we still have some surprising contenders.
With the final four, an Irish Setter, a Bolivian Hairless, a huge Spiewak Mastiff, and a Mexican Longhair Chihuahua.
Can you believe they eat these dogs in some countries?
That's right, Jim. By the way, the Spiewak Mastiff is the largest dog we've ever had in competition.
That's dog. With 2 G's.
It sure is, Jim.
It looks like the handler is having some trouble with the Chihuahua.
Shut up, Frankie!
Oh, that's too bad. That'll knock him out of the competition. The judge is taking one last look, and there it is. The winner is the Mike O'Mara Bonus Best in Show.
Get a subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Until next year, this is Jim Amato and Twitch saying,
Who's a good boy?
And we'll have a bonus show for you tomorrow. Brand new. I've got something to surprise you that you are not expecting.
Please.
And you will love it. But this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Groove Life. Do you know, for years, you know what I was? A big wallet guy.
Oh, you're a Costanza wallet.
I had a huge big wallet.
You and Mike.
Yeah, and I got to a point where I wasn't even carrying it in my pocket anymore because it was too big. I actually kept it in my backpack. And it's stupid to not have your wallet with you.
No.
Enter Groove Life. Look at this.
I love
it. A masterpiece of design. Absolutely.
Mine's in my bag.
Yeah, it is a metal box.
Boom, bam.
And you push the slide thing. Slide it up for them, Oscar. This is a great video day.
Yeah, I do it with your thumbs.
Okay, yeah. Like this. And look,
thank you.
There are all your cards that just come out. They fan out, and you have access to all of them.
Boom, boom.
If you're still using the same wallet from 2003, you know what you are? You're no good.
You're a rube.
Stop it. You are a rube.
Don't be
what
a rube.
You need is the durable, high-quality aluminum outer shell and a wallet unlike any other wallet I've ever seen. And Groove Life has a 94-year no BS warranty. This is the last wallet you're going to ever need. And besides, you pull this out in a restaurant, in a store, anywhere, when you're giving your kids money, which still happens, and you pull this out, they say, God, that's cool. That's cool.
It, yeah.
When's the last time you've gotten a compliment on your wallet? And also, look at this. A little built-in strap on the back if you want to put your money in there. So you can still do cash.
Mm.
You know, if you're old-fashioned, you got it, you're covered no matter what. Comes in a variety of colors and looks. It is fantastic. I cannot state enough how much I love my Groove Life wallet. And life is famous. I'm sorry. let me start again.
It's okay.
Groove Life has the look that has made Groove Life famous.
Mm.
And it's not just wallets. It's belts. It's accessories. The belt is fantastic. We've told you about that. You go to Groove Life, you're going to be very, very happy. And it's time now to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Just head to groovelife.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Groove Life. Easiest way to access it, right on our website. Punch that button, buy yourself a wallet, buy yourself a belt, treat yourself. Groove Life is one of the coolest clients we have had in years. Groove Life, thank you for sponsoring the Mike O'Mara Show. GrooveLife.com. All right, so what's on your mind, pal?
Okay, so I'm curious what you think about this.
Okay.
We've been trying to have this conversation for a couple of days here.
Yeah.
When you were in college,
uh-huh.
Was spring break a big thing?
For me, not really.
But
no.
for other kids?
You know what? Not really at VCU, because I think that the average VCU student 30 years ago was more about, smoking.
Smoking. You mean just potheads?
Just potheads. There was a lot of that there. And also, it wasn't...
Smoke in the reef.
And there wasn't a lot of kids with disposable income, I feel. But I understand...
Or could it be that you just didn't...
And I didn't run
have with, like a lot of friends.
And I didn't run with the cool crowd. Yeah, that's okay. True. Yeah.
When I was in college,
a lot of the people in college radio were happy to stay in town.
It was. Let's rewire the studio.
Maybe I can get mornings. going out of
we're
town.
We're talking about our own people.
We are.
I did a ton of college radio.
Yeah, I am among you.
The I could see that. When I was in college, there was the advent of this cottage industry of. Spring break flyers, packages, all that was already in play.
And also, that was also the goal for me anyway, the golden era of spring break TRL.
Yeah, so it was in pop culture.
Yeah, enforced it. Yeah.
There were trips to Acapulco or Cancun,
yes.
Or you'd still go to Florida.
The Ozarks.
Not the Ozarks, but we did see that last year. Miami was a big deal.
Always has been.
And I remember in my early radio days, Xbox, when they were just coming out, this is dating myself, sent Tim Virgin and I from WHFS to South Padre Island to broadcast live for 4 days straight. I was 2 years out of college and I was like essentially a promotions assistant.
And you had to be out of your mind.
Yeah, we had all these like, bands we were hanging out with.
There was a
show called Bands on the Run on VH1. That band broke out for like a hit single, and I almost got in a fight with the drummer on that because he was hammered, and I was trying to, you know, I think the case was he thought Tim Virgin was hitting on his wife, and then I had to run interference and be like, no, he's just being charismatic. He might have been hitting on his wife. I don't know.
It could have been. You know, the thing is,
but we're in a hotel room. I could have died.
Podcasting is really great, but you go back those 20, 30 years. Radios used to have what were called promotional budgets,
yeah.
And they did things like that. A client like HBO numerous times would fly you out to Vegas
mm-hmm.
just to see a fight.
Yeah. They gave our station a brand new Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah.
Like tricked out, like Pimp My Ride with the Xbox in the back.
Amazing stuff. It was a fun time to do it. I tell
you'd go to places. And so my last technical spring break was not the spring break of, you know, 2025. Mm-hmm. I'm saying 2005. It was the spring break of 2017 when we were in Fort Myers Beach with Mike.
That's right. I don't know that that counts.
Well, of having a glean into what it was like.
Yeah.
It counts because you're there.
Yeah, true. Right?
It's not like we're making that up. We were literally having adult beverages, watching what was the same version of spring break. In front of us. And I remember Jimmy was always great about it. He's like, isn't this great? Look at these. They're living their best life. And I was like, Jimmy, you live this life all the time.
Yeah. And that was longer ago than 17, wasn't it?
You're wrapped up in the wrong details.
I was just trying to think.
Whatever years ago.
We'd lost some people by 2017.
Maybe 2050. Yeah. Let's say it's that.
But it was great. Okay, it was a lot of fun. I thought a vodka and soda would be refreshing.
Yeah. So now, I'm watching the news, and I'm seeing all the spring break stuff come back up. But this time, everybody that used to go to Cancun, and at least from what they're saying, is that parents are not allowing their kids, and kids do not want to go overseas.
Well, I can understand that.
And I just, it's such a departure, because I used to think that the hotel zones in Mexico and all, you know, some of these key destinations were like safe areas.
Well, there's
like safe zones.
Well, they're almost like amusement parks built.
Yeah.
Precisely for that purpose.
And if it's the cartels that own the hotel, so they don't want their business being, or if it's a government, like, hey, let the drug war be the drug war in Mexico, but the hotel zones, la zona hoteleria, as mm-hmm. my dad would say, those are the safe zones.
They told us, Carrie and I honeymooned in Cancun.
Yes.
And they said, we have the most beautiful facilities right here at the hotel. Do not leave the hotel property.
And I've been to both.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. But there are, like, you stay in that zone and that's that.
Yeah.
What I'm shocked by is that I'm not a parent, but it's easy to see when they're like travel advisories.
Sure.
So I start looking at travel advisories. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, like, maybe this will be an overreacting. And then you see on the news 2 days ago that some lady went to Tijuana right across the border to have cosmetic surgery, and it was four people. They drove from
San Diego, probably.
No, even further out. It was like a full day's drive.
Oh,
and two of their friends were murdered by the cartel. Now, if you're looking for a BBL, I don't know what the surgery was, Brazilian butt lift.
I see.
And you're trying to save some dollars.
Yeah.
This is beyond that. So the spring break and then like the surgery excursions.
Yeah.
Like, why would you, if you're a parent, and Robert said, hey, Dad, I won the Powerball. I'm going to Cancun.
Well, actually,
what would you say?
I would say no to Cancun, but he does have a trip planned for spring break. He's going to the wet market in Wuhan.
Wuhan.
I gotcha. And so that should be nice. It's an all-inclusive.
Yeah, but where is he
is taking his finals he's taking them today.
This is spring break season, right? Yeah,
he's coming home tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's going to hang around the house for a week.
Okay.
That's it.
Did he say, hey, Dad, was there any like, oh, my friends are going to Cancun?
No, there's none of that. Actually, he's bringing two friends back to Loudoun County, Virginia with him that are also going to stay at home. And his gal, she has family in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so she'll be in Florida, but not in the party region of Florida. She'll be at her folks' house in Florida. And he thought about going to Florida, but it didn't pan out. And besides, it was like inland in Florida.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like going to Miami.
What about your daughter?
My daughter is actually
also in college.
Spring break right now. Yeah, she's spring breaking right now. She said, I'm going to stay in town in Richmond and pick up extra hours at the print shop and work.
Man.
And they're just not into traveling.
If she was just into podcasting,
I know.
Could hire her.
I know. We'll get her in May.
Matt.
Yes.
Did you ever go? I feel like Mama Bloom would have sprung for anything for you.
No, I never did the whole big spring break thing.
Okay.
How about a graduation trip?
No, I never did any big trips anywhere. I would just like hang out with my friends and party and stuff.
Adds up to the Japan situation.
That's true.
Well,
okay. Yeah. And in fairness,
are you allowed to take your medication to Florida?
I would think so. I mean, it is the meth capital of the world.
Was Las Vegas, do I recall that the first time we went to CES?
Yeah.
That was the first time you were on a plane?
No. It was my first work trip, though. So it was a big trip, but no, it's not my first time on a plane.
Okay. When was the first time you were on a plane?
First time on a plane that I could recall was going down to Disney World when I was, fifth or sixth grade.
Oh, that's so sweet. What about you, Rob?
First time on a plane was to my Uncle Sam's wedding in Los Angeles. I was 12.
I remember being on a plane. I remember how exciting it was.
It was incredible.
Really?
Yeah. And everyone was, people were telling me, remember, you got to chew gum or your ears are going to feel weird. Yeah. And I brought books and it was a 5-hour flight and I was so excited. But the whole notion of it was almost otherworldly at that point. You know, you're going to get in a plane and you're going to fly to Los Angeles. Yeah. It was very wild.
So to wrap this up.
It's not as exciting anymore.
And a full bow.
Yeah. Your first one was a cattle excursion, right?
The spring break?
No, your first flight.
No. My first flight was to the States.
Yeah. Was that your first?
Yes.
Yeah.
The cargo planes were later in life when you had to go see my grandparents.
Okay, misunderstood.
Yeah, that's then. Well, no, they would add up that cargo plane and real plane and then jetliner, but no, it went in the opposite direction.
I understand.
The long and short is I literally was like, let me see what a spring break package costs these days.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cheap.
How cheap are they?
I was blown away. How you can get for $500, uh-huh, get an all-inclusive pass to an off-label hotel in Cancun.
They're dying to get the people, to get the bodies down there, right?
Knowing what you know.
Yeah.
And knowing that as a byproduct of all these American colleges and students, the majority of them not going at the high rate of travel to Mexico.
Right.
Knowing that two people were just murdered and two people were shot across the border. Would you pull a Pauly Christine and just go to the resort?
Not a chance.
No?
Not a chance.
I would go.
You would?
Yes.
Okay. Then I am still in control of your Facebook account
correct, right? Correct.
Okay. I'll be sure to tell everyone
Matt,
you
we
love
can
them.
Go.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, your meds can't travel.
Well, I can get some down there, I'm sure.
See? This guy.
What about Shannon?
Shannon can't go. I'm going to bring sand to the beach.
Sandy Claus. All right. Well, so we'll put in for the 4-day weekend then.
People look at it. Yeah. You'll be shocked.
Yeah.
Maybe you might be the 50-year-old guy, but there's probably an adult pool.
Yeah.
Or just, binge drink. I don't know what you're going to do, but enjoy it.
I can't do that anymore. I'm staying home.
People all over are talking about a new way of pampering themselves.
The Brazilian. I thought it had something to do with beekeeping.
Introducing a new you, feeling young and vibrant.
Dirkaglow. Why can I not get the name Dirk out of my head?
Hey, ladies. Let's get you looking radiant.
Here's an unsolicited testimonial about Dirkaglow.
Ladies, let me give you the truth. That Dirkaglow shit will mess you up.
Well, it ain't for everyone. If you really want to pamper yourself, check out the real thing. Check out Dermglow Skin to see what Carla can do for you.
She is a pure artist in her field. Oh, by the way, men need not apply.
Oh, even though, Dirk.
For products or consultation, visit DermglowSkin.com today.
And by the way, hi, Carla.
That's nice. Let's face it. Trends and fads come and go, especially when it comes to health and wellness, but Noom is not a fad.
Yay, Noom!
They use psychology, not trends, to help you make intentional and sustainable choices that are aligned with your values and weight loss goals. Noom allows you to build more sustainable habits and behaviors. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. So, whatever your health goals are, Noom focuses on progress instead of perfection. First-time Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds after being active in the program for just 16 weeks. Mm. Noom weight is fantastic, and we've seen it. It's fantastic because it works. Mike is addicted to it, and Oscar lost over 20 pounds thanks to Noom. We're going to see a new, sleek Bolivian Wrangler in New Orleans.
When you gain weight and then lose weight,
yes,
this is the first time I've ever had to lose that level of weight.
Right.
You think, how the hell was I ever, 212?
Okay, let's move on. Amazing results. Stop chasing health trends and build sustainable, healthy habits with Noom's psychology-based approach. Everyone has goals, Oscar. Everyone has goals.
Oh, God. Everyone just hates me now for saying that.
Everyone is different. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. And check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. Available now wherever books are sold.
I didn't mean that in like this like Mean Girls type of way.
Okay.
Were you like, I hate you. I wish I'd kill to be 212.
I would. I'd kill you.
You look young.
I mean,
you're thin and younger.
I look better, but 212 would be really great.
That's now, I'm 191. If I can get to 180, I'll be a happier person.
Me too. Love getting out of bed in the morning. 192, really?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
It's crazy.
I thank you, and the buttons on your jacket thank
you. Oh, my God. You know, I don't do anything crazy. I just do.
You're a disc jockey. You do things that are crazy.
Like nothing like with heavy lifting.
Right.
It's just the bare minimum.
Well, you lose weight by wrangling.
I wrangle.
You do. Are you familiar with the name Erica Herman?
Why does it sound so familiar?
I think you probably will know when I give you a clue.
Okay.
Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no. This?
Yes. Did you hear about this?
Please, I'm not going to spoil it, please.
The Tiger method of getting rid of a girlfriend is something I'd never heard of before.
I wasn't shocked by it. I was shocked that you hadn't heard that. No?
This is quite efficient. She's suing. We'll get into the lawsuit in a second. Yeah. But essentially what happened is Tiger wanted out. And what he did is she claims Tiger's people convinced her to pack a suitcase last fall for a short vacation without Tiger, mm-hmm. almost presenting it as a gift.
Yes.
We're going to take you on a nice trip.
This is how they do you in radio as well.
They drove
her Columbus Day off.
They drove her to the airport. And once they arrived at the airport, she was told she'd been locked out of the house and is not allowed to come back. Boom. She's gone out of Tiger's life. Yeah. And because of that, she's suing Tiger for $30 million, claiming he cooked up a scheme to toss her out of the house. Does she have any footing, do you think?
Well, my understanding is that Tiger Woods had her signed a non-disclosure agreement.
This is true.
She is suing to get out of that non-disclosure agreement with that amount of money,
mm-hmm.
because what I didn't know is that through NDAs, so something egregious has to be done in order to nullify them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning.
She claims that she performed valuable services for Tiger.
I look at it from two different perspectives.
Okay.
One, this gentleman clearly went through, Tiger Woods clearly went through the right channels to button things up, as they say.
I believe he is probably surrounded by some of the highest tier legal representation that exists.
Also, you get burned enough times, you're proactive about this.
He never flipped a car, but he got close.
So, he's a powerful person.
Yes.
He knows he's exposed. He puts a piece of paper in front of someone, says, hey, I'd love to date you.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the process. I know it's, but I'm not just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
They sign.
Right.
They break up. Someone wants to nullify the agreement.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked by any of this, especially the breakup. The breakup is thoughtful. It's clean. Doesn't create face-to-face.
Well, thoughtful is that like a lot of thought went into it that you're dropping her at the airport.
But you're avoiding complete friction.
That's true.
And
that's more for Tiger than for her.
But exposure for the... what side are you on? You want them to fight it out and then work and then him get sued for another $60 million?
I'm not on anybody's side.
Well, you have to be on... What side would you want to be on?
I would want to be probably on Tiger's
side.
Yeah,
so then look at it from that perspective.
Okay.
On the other side, like, breakups are messy. I've never seen a surgical breakup mm-hmm. made so public. We used to hear about Derek Jeter having this, like, gift basket with AirPods and, like, thank you cards for a wonderful evening.
Mm-hmm.
I won't call you, but it's been real. Please, let's part as friends, right?
Right.
This is, hey, let's make sure you have all your belongings, like pack it up. Tiger's going to meet you at the Ritz-Carlton. I'm now embellishing.
Sure.
Or whatever.
This is how you would do it.
Four Seasons.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe give her a couple nights, but, or give her like a nice, you can stay here for a month.
Okay.
And then we got to break bread. I mean, break bread. We got to
break up.
Break up.
Cut ties.
Break bread. I'm hungry.
Well, you are. But the thing is, it is just so, maybe I am thrown by the precision of it because it is so well thought out.
Yeah. I would never
think to do something, but then, well, I'm not
Tiger Woods. Afford it to do something like that.
I know. The plane ticket is too much.
Well, just the Uber.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows where they're going to go? You know, what if they take it to Baltimore?
Hello.
There was $200. I was shocked that you would go to such lengths because unless she's being bankrolled by somebody else.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, his legal team is going to bury you.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't have a chance.
And then what we're probably going to find out is that there was some sort of negotiation prior to this,
mm-hmm.
and he just wouldn't be extorted.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And now she's got to find someone else to provide those valuable services for.
Well, I mean, she was, in fairness to her, she was there and was he was rebuilding his life.
That's true. They haven't been seen together really since last year, though. So anyway.
So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. I hope she enjoys the trip. Do you think it was coach? Business class, probably, right?
No, first class.
First class?
First class breakup.
Very nice. Congratulations. Enjoy your flight, Erica. You're done here.
Big tables, cherry blossoms, pop, and Mount Rushmore. It's all part of the latest bonus show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Hour. It's furniture. We got some fantastic deals for you.
In what crazy O'Mara Pulp Fiction do you see that we're somehow sabotaging you?
Mizuno. What a fine group of golf clubs.
Cherry blossoms. They're not for you
there
anymore.
There it is.
I love that you have included a fruit flavored soda.
What about designing women?
Hot.
What are you talking about?
Hey, that's cool, Mrs. C.
The TMOS bonus show gives you more bounce to the ounce and is made for those who think young. Gift a subscription and give it to a friend today. Find it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
If you don't know what we're talking about, then listen harder.
Mike O'Mara says listen harder.
Listen harder.
KiwiCo is defining the future of play by making engaging, enriching, and seriously fun. They create super cool hands-on projects designed to create a lifelong love for learning among kids. Each month, KiwiCo delivers crates packed with fun and sparks creativity with kid-friendly topics and activities from engineering robots to learning about the science of cooking. There are interesting topics for every kid and real hands-on skills to explore. You've bought these for your nephew.
Yeah, it's fun to, for those of you in the know for KiwiCo.
KiwiCo is different. No, it's KiwiCo.
KiwiCo all the way.
That's right.
KiwiCo is that Sebastian used to be into this like certain category, and then he's now turned, well, hopefully the building's not coming down on us. They're doing construction today.
Yes. Today?
Today. For the last 6 months, for God's sake.
And the next 12.
Wow. I hope that came through the mic.
Might be under attack.
Hopefully not. This sounds like bombs are going off.
That's Carrie running for the storm shelter.
Tell everybody our story, America.
We went out doing what we loved.
You can change your age.
Oh, yeah. They've
your science.
All age, everything.
The focus of your KiwiCo. Mm-hmm. He was getting a little bored at first. Because it was becoming a little easy for his age bracket, and then I jacked it up. He's back into it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
It grows up with your kid, actually. You can. The thing is that they really do the legwork for you, which is great. So you don't have, you can spend quality time with your kid tackling projects together, and there's no commitment. You can pause or cancel anytime. That's what makes KiwiCo great. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build creative confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/TMOS. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. You're going to love it, I promise.
Mm.
This week, I went to probably the saddest place on earth.
What's that?
And it used to be something I loved, a happy place for me indeed. I went to Best Buy.
I still love Best Buy. Why are you staying sad?
Because it is so depleted of everything. Maybe it's just my Best Buy.
Well, what are you looking for?
I needed earbuds because in the accident, I lost my earbuds. They were in the car and they rolled around somewhere. I'm sure they were on the ceiling at some point, but I couldn't find them and I needed earbuds because when you go to the gym, if you don't have something to listen to, you're really in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I looked around and they had a couple that I liked and I drove to Best Buy in Leesburg. And first of all, I go in and I look around. There are no customers, and maybe for a huge store, maybe six employees. Mm-hmm. And I went back to where the earbuds are. None of these, none of these, none of these, one pair of these, none of these, none of these.
Yeah.
And I start looking around the store, and they're out of stock of everything.
No.
Yes.
Earbuds, I could see, because people aren't using earbuds anymore.
They're not? What are people using?
No, they're using wireless headphones.
Well, these are wireless.
What do you mean? You're like, what, Apple?
Well, these were Sony.
Sony what?
The Sony wireless earbuds.
Like the little, like they're Apple AirPods,
go,
but for...
Yeah, but they go in here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Sony's not known for their earbuds.
Well, the price was right. Okay?
So the logic that they weren't available or there weren't too many of them isn't shocking.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, and the place was just... I just think back to when you used to go to Best Buy and they had everything and it was bustling.
Depends on what you're looking for. Like, I know there's not a supply chain issue like there was before. There is somewhat, but not like before.
There's no joy
and
in the
going
Best Buy.
On a Wednesday evening.
No, I went on a Sunday.
On Sunday? Well, yeah. That's a different story.
Yeah, it should have been bustling.
Yeah, Sunday, the Best Buys I go to, which I have been as of late,
yeah,
picked up that TV for our parents. They never really said thank you. And this was, what, Super Bowl?
They'll get around to thanking you.
I don't know. It is what it is. A lot of curbside pickup. You go in, you get out, you're out.
I don't know. It used to be I know nobody buys CDs anymore, but here's my example.
Oh my God. Here we go.
That was the place to go. They had everything. And because of the bulk, they had great prices. Now there's none of that. Yep. There's a lot of unopened.
Are you looking for CDs?
Well, if they had CDs, I'd look at them. But I'm saying, what I saw was a lot of stacks of boxes.
Yeah, you walk in, there's a bunch of TVs for $300.
Yeah, it doesn't look, it's not appealing to the customer. And all of the employees looked like they had been held by gunpoint to work there. There was no joy.
I think you walk around with a black cloud.
You think?
Yeah, it's were you at closing time? At closing time, it's dead. Right?
No.
Before 5 o'clock. What time did you go?
1 p.m.
Maybe because I live in the city. All I see is people everywhere.
Yeah.
Like during the day, on the weekends. Maybe it's the neighborhood, like crammed into that Apple store, in the Sleep Number
but
store.
But I guess the retail notion of going
malls
out
malls are dying. Lake Forest, for those of you in the D.C. area, Lake Forest Mall.
Yeah.
One store left, gone. Gonna
really?
Become a bunch of houses.
Oh,
can you imagine that? Gone?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's completely empty almost.
So I did go and I found the one pair that I wanted and I go up to the depressed looking employee and I had to give him a card because they, you know, it's a small item. So you have to like go. And he says, you want to pay here? I said, sure. And he rang it up. He says, would you like a Best Buy card? I said, no, thanks. He said, if you apply for one today, it takes 2 minutes. You get $50 off your purchase.
Yeah.
And I said, nothing required other than that? I said, I got nowhere to go. Let's do it.
Oh,
and
God, you're such a rube.
No. Here's the deal. I filled out the stuff and he had the information and he handed me the $50 off, which really made a difference.
Yeah, but you applied for a credit card, which is a pull on your credit.
No, and so even if it is, it's not going to affect it because I owe nothing on it and didn't pay anything.
Yeah, but if even applying for a credit inquiry can affect your credit score.
My credit is sensational. It can afford
I get it,
it.
But why take the hit if you don't need the card for $50?
For $50, yeah. But anyway, here's where he doesn't care.
Yes.
Is he says, now, would you like to use your new credit card to pay for the earbuds? Mm-hmm. I said, no. And that's the whole reason they do it, to get you to get a balance going.
Yeah.
And I said, no. And he said, okay.
You show them.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
You got to pull on your credit.
That's no big deal. My credit is sensational. But you know what? That's not the takeaway here. The takeaway is that it's a sad place.
Carry.
I can't wait to get that credit card and cut it up and cancel it.
That doesn't matter. It's already impacted your credit.
In what way?
I can't do this on there. I will explain to you the way that credit reports work.
Right.
And what's positive and negative towards them.
Do you know what my credit score is? 1 million. They can
this
have
This is
it.
The equivalent of being in college and then somebody giving you a free CD or poster or a t-shirt, for God's sakes, if you apply for this card.
No, because in college, you use the card. I'm not going to use this card. $50 is $50. Ain't nobody arguing with that. We're coming back. We're going to go to the flip side. Greetings to my father.
Has he got a condo or does he have an apartment?
They call him Condo Bob.
Hello, I'm Condo Bob.
I once saw Condo Bob bowl a perfect game while receiving a colonoscopy.
Best damn management consultant in the firm.
He had to have his feet registered as deadly weapons in the state of Delaware.
Condo Bob has fathered every male child in Indonesia since 1985.
In the wintertime, snow will not accumulate on his walkway out of respect to Condo Bob!
Condo Bob!
Condo Bob does all of his shopping through the TMOS Shopping Center. One click and he gets what he wants. While everyone else has to click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com, Condo Bob simply orders his items through the power of his mind.
Got a condo made of stoner.
That's my paw. Oscar, you're going to love this spot.
Hmm.
If you think an e-bike cannot handle your haul, think again. The all-new Expedition by Lectric is the cargo e-bike designed to carry more, so you can do more while enjoying the fresh air. Whether you're packing groceries, gear, a dog, or even an extra passenger, the Expedition e-bike has you covered. It has the carrying capacity of 450 pounds, which is, as we just found out, two Oscars. And you can go up to 150 miles on a single charge with its double electric setup. It's perfect, the double battery setup, I should say. Two batteries gives you so much more power,
yes.
And it's an amazing design. It's perfect for carrying suitcases and passengers, including the kids. Electric bikes are foldable and ship-free, fully assembled, and there are over 250,000 dedicated riders on the road so far. Electric has something for everybody. Oscar is all over the district, and he loves it, plus no parking fees. This is just the newest offering from Electric E-Bike,
which is a great firm. Next gen. Can't wait to, God willing, make a TikTok about it.
Yes. That's a hint, Electric. Check out all the new Expedition cargo bike from Electric. Visit electricebikes.com to learn about the Expedition cargo e-bike and all of the other sweet models Electric has to offer. That's Electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, electricebikes.com. And now we say hello to the flip side. Hello.
Hello.
The flip side.
All right, what did I tell you? Always listen to your buddy, Rob.
Say yes to the credit card.
Always bid the credit. Always take the $50. Always go for the short money, Oscar. I told you that the Nick Cannon game show on VH1 was going to be a prank, right?
You did. You alluded to that.
I said April 1st
you
is coming
it.
Up. Well, they released this yesterday.
I got you. Having my baby with Nick Cannon is not real, y'all.
It's Nick Cannon.
But my new e-show with Kevin Hart, Celebrity Prank Wars, is real.
There's nothing that besties do better
than pranking each other. And that's why we created Celebrity Prank Wars, the show where we help our famous friends pull off some of the most elaborate pranks.
Celebrity Prank Wars. The prank off begins April 6th, only on E!
I can't wait.
I'm here for it.
I can't wait not to watch.
I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch.
Well, they're besties.
I mean, I really like Kevin Hart.
Well, he'll fit in a lot of places to surprise people.
And Nick Cannon is not as off-putting to me as, I guess, to you.
If he can just get all of his kids to watch, they'll get a two-share.
Come on.
Was that anything?
I feel like he's taking care of all his children, that we haven't heard any alimony issues.
I take care of my kids. In Clearwater, Florida. Of course, Florida. This has been on the web for a couple days. I'm finally getting around to play it. They're doing a podcast in a coffee shop. Have you seen this?
Oh, I thought I sent it to everybody.
I think you did, actually.
Okay, so I have seen this.
Okay, just making sure.
I sent it to you.
Yes, well, you could have just said yes.
You were posing a question. taking it at face value.
Okay,
I sent it to you, Spiewak, yes.
Would you like the credit card?
No.
Okay, we're done here.
Thank you.
They're recording in a coffee shop, and of course it has a window overlooking the street. It's actually a nice setting, until the car drives into the window of the coffee shop.
It got so quiet in here. How did I... I think we're fine. I think we got all the audio on there.
Yeah, we're chilling. Everyone's good.
That's a good DJ, though. I think we got the audio.
To set up the shot, just a little, when you find this online.
Yes.
It's two podcasters, like your typical, just random podcast, mm-hmm. You know, making it all about them.
Sure.
In what, a Shoney's, wherever they were.
Coffee shop.
A coffee shop.
Yeah.
And their backs are to the parking spots that are in front of the coffee shop.
Yeah, big glass window.
Yes, just so their backs are to it. They're wrapping up their podcast. The guy's stumbling and bumbling through it. And boom!
I love the fact that the first thing he says, it's so quiet in here.
It got so quiet in here. How did I...
Ask and ye shall receive.
It is must watch video.
I love it. Now, when you're hearing a song and the singer sort of has a little additional lyric, yeah, a lot of times the singer will say, yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Usher said a lot of what, yeah.
Oh, that way he did a song called Yeah, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't do a good Usher. I'll stop doing that. That was embarrassing.
This way to your seat, please.
Yes.
That's the wrong kind of Usher. Anyway, this guy took all of the yeahs he could find and made a song out of them. The artists that you're about to hear, Taylor Swift, Usher, Michael Jackson, Dua Lipa, Van Halen, Nirvana, Snoop Dogg, Metallica, Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, Nickelback, Lil Jon, The Beatles, and Queen. Check this out. And for a copy of the lyrics, she sent me a self-addressed stamped envelope. We'll do that. Now, Ford did something that I'm not normally a Ford guy, but this is actually a very wise ad they did. March is a National Women's Month, mm-hmm. National Women's History Month, yes. I should say. Yesterday was National Women's Day, but the entire month is Women's History Month. And they put out this ad, and it starts out, and you're thinking, what are they doing? But it's actually pretty cool.
Introducing the men's only Ford Explorer with no windshield wipers. No heater, no turn signals, no rearview mirror, no GPS. Are you kidding? It's missing all the parts created by women. Wow. Whose great idea was that? This Women's History Month, Ford salutes the visionary automotive work by women past, present, and future.
All of those features designed by women.
I did not know that.
That's pretty cool, though, right?
Yeah, I like that they highlighted
and
that.
And a great angle on that. And let us close with this. We're going to talk about this today. We'll probably move it in the bonus show. They are now looking at using AI, artificial intelligence, to replace disc jockeys. And is it a good idea? I don't know. I fear that if I were to turn on the classic rock station, I might hear this.
Coming up, I have some Floyd that is pink. Also, a request for the Brothers with a Doobie. And a classic from the Stones that are rolling. But first, Sweet Home Alabama from LYNYRD. SKYNRYD.
Yeah, I'd listen to that.
What did Mike say? Dead Mouse 5?
Dead, yes. Dead Mouse 5.
Dead Mouse 5. Yeah. I could be a human as well.
And he's not even AI.
Yeah. Dead Mouse 5. And we're like, what?
It's a what? It's a tiger shark. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us, message us, and also talking head requests can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C., 20036. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com, TikTok, Internet, etc. Thanks Bitcoin. For listening. Of course, Bitcoin. Thanks for listening and join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bonus show tomorrow.
Yes.
Mike back on Monday. We look forward to it. So for Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.